Composer Deborah Wicks LaPuma has written music for a pigeon, an elephant, a pig, and a colony of naked mole rats. That's what you do when you work with Mo Willems, the writer of Don't Let the Pigeon Drive the Bus and other children's classics. Now LaPuma's songs are on HBO Max in the animated version of Willems' Naked Mole Rat Gets Dressed, the underground rock experience, as NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports.
First, why naked mole rats?
They're yucky. They're outsiders inherently.
Mo Willems says he's a fan of terrible ideas.
It's the same thing as a pigeon. Everybody else is going to do just wonderful bears and bunnies and all these adorable fluffy things. So take the terrible thing because then it's yours.
What was Mo going to do to navigate the slightly problematic word, naked?
Naked Mole Rat Gets Dressed is Deborah Wicks LaPuma's third musical with Mo Willems.
And then I got his first draft of the lyrics, and they were naked, 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 naked mole rats. And I was like, okay, this is how we're going to work. We're just embracing it. We're repeating this word. And everyone's going to get over it, right in the opening song.
In the story, a naked mole rat named Wilbur, played by Jordan Fisher, discovers clothes in a culture where they're banned.
What is that? Is that a hat? Would it be wrong to try it on?
He's summoning the courage to put on those clothes.
And once he does, he really likes it.
A shirt! Here in the dirt. Who would it hurt if I try it on?
Like, I kept crying when I was writing it because even though obviously the song is about a rodent who's putting on clothes, I mean, it's very silly, but it touches those deeper themes of discovering who you are, embracing who you are, and then having that courage to live that life.
Is it time to get dressed? Can these clothes make me whole? Will they make me my best? Can clothes make the mold?
When Willems and LaPuma were thinking about the kinds of songs they wanted for their rock opera, they listened to a lot of their favorite music from the 80s. Elton John, Queen, AC/DC, The Who.
Pink Floyd, for example, We Don't Get No Education.
We don't need no education.
That was one that I loved because it encompassed kind of a community oppression.
You can hear echoes of Pink Floyd's famous song in LaPuma's Proclamation Nation.
Wilbur, go to your room, you better.
Cause if grandma gets upset, she'll unravel you like a sweater.
Born to a Mexican mother and a father who grew up in Southern California, Deborah Wicks LaPuma was a Navy brat whose family moved around a lot, Europe, South America. In her late teens, LaPuma dreamt of becoming a rock star. She was in a band called Technical Difficulty.
And then I sort of came to the realization, you know, I'm not quite cool enough to be a rock star, but I might be cool enough to be a composer for musical theater.
After college, she ended up in Washington, D.C. with her husband in the early 1990s. That's when she began a longtime partnership with playwright Karen Zacharias. They've done 10 shows together, many inspired by their shared Latinx heritage, like Ferdinand the Bull, Looking for Roberto Clemente, and Cinderella Eats Rice and Beans.
Mis zapatos no son mágicos, son solo prácticos. Ellos vienen y van.
Zacharias says one of the reasons she likes working with LaPuma so much is that she's not afraid to throw out a song she's written if it's not working.
She has no ego in the sense of, like, she comes and listens. Doesn't mean she doesn't have opinions, but she comes in with an open heart and always wants to make the work better.
Zacharias jokes that she was a little worried when LaPuma started working with Mo Willems.
And I was like, that man's going to snap her away from me. And sure enough, I'm so happy to share Debbie Wicks LaPuma with you, Mo. But just know that she was my collaborator first.
hurt someone.
Don't do it.
If it's fun,
get to it.
So when you're on the spot, just ask yourself, why not?
Why?
La Puma says writing music for children is better than being a rock star.
It's hopeful. It's energetic. It's just such a powerful tool for teaching empathy and community.
Deborah Wicks La Puma and Mo Willems' Naked Mole Rat Gets Dressed, The Underground Rock Experience, is on HBO Max. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.